Hello guys.
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay.
Wendy.
These guys, one will be in the front, one will be in the caboose.
Okay, and what is your name?
Yes, I'm Innocent. Innocent.
Innocent. Okay, great.
Israel.
Israel and Innocent.
Yes.
The two I's.
They start with I, and that'll be easy.
Yeah. All right. Wendy?
Yes.
Okay. Rules. Visitors are. We're crossing what looks like a new slat bridge over a little channel. Feeling a couple drops of rain. Walking. See Mount Moru.
You saw some drop over there?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to be real close?
What?
You want to be close over there?
Not going to be close though.
We can keep it going.
Okay.
Yeah. When you ask me, leave for the Cape Buffalo, you want to be closer? The answer is no. And it's a very efficient way to eat food compared to zebras and elephants, who are very coarse eaters. They're not very efficient, so their droppings look very undigested. Whereas you'll see the droppings of the giraffes are very tight little things with very little food not extracted from them.
Are they little balls, the droppings?
Mm-hmm. They're oblong.
Oblong.
We'll see.
Or like ovals?
The last explosion is recorded in 1906.
1906?
Yes.
Oh, really?
It's the last explosion. And in history, it was very high a mountain than Kilimanjaro. Yes.
Before it blew up 250?
Yeah, yeah. Ah. But because of volcanic, now it's a shot, the second mountain in Tanzania. Down here, you see the dictic droppings. Small, they're living in pair, female and male. So this is a marked territory. So another one pair cannot go.
Snake, green snake, right here. Green snake.
Yes.
See it? It's going up on the tree.
Yeah.
I see that. Bad. You guys see
heading up into the top.
Oh yeah, I saw the
tent. He told us we'd never
see him move. Yeah, they're on the ground. I only seen them on the ground. It's the color of the mamba.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think we want to get too close to that.
It wasn't really like a fluorescent
green mamba. Can kill you in a bit.
I don't think you finished your dick talk before I interrupted.
I'm sure that I'm already finished.
Okay.
A little harder.
Yeah.
We're walking through a plain, going through little streams. Walking across this plain, we see a herd of Cape buffalo about 100 yards away. We're going to steer clear of those guys.
But you're going to cross there. After waterfall. So this area we call it buffalo ground or buffalo field. Yeah, because anytime if you come that place you can see buffalo or giraffe. And this park is a very small park in Tanzania. Tanzania of 12 national park, but this is one of the smallest park. This park is about 137 square kilometers, and the big area of this park is a forest. So sometimes if you want to see some animal you have to come to this place. I can promise you that you can see buffalo, giraffe, and water. And this park established in 1962, starting to operate. But before that, Maasai was living here before 1960. So all names from this park coming from Maasai tribal, and there are some meaning from that name. And this park of three interesting area with Ngurudoto Crater, and which
that's
is a big,
we were at, yeah, the
overlook today. Yeah, that's the big. You cannot go inside; just observe from observation point. Then from there you drive through the Momela Lakes, so with seven lakes.
Two is after our walk.
Yeah, two is a fresh water, and a seven and five is a soda water.
Really?
Yeah.
Salt water.
Soda water. Salt
soda
water. Yeah.
Carbonate.
Yeah. So from October and April we get a migratory bear, which coming from Europe and Asia, coming here to feeding their babies. After that, you come out in the area, you can make sure I can make this. Yeah. But now we're going straight to the waterfall.
Okay. Over here.
Yeah.
Not over there.
Oh.
They move.
Yeah, they move.
Yeah. So you guys look at all these weedy plants growing along here, and if you look at the flower, should remind you of something in your garden, like a tomato flower or an eggplant flower or a potato flower. These are in the potato family, the Solanaceae family, and this one's called Sodom's apple because there's the fruit right there, and as compared, not to be confused with
Adam's apple.
And Innocent was saying that the baboons like to eat them, but you have to be careful which members of the Solanaceae family you eat, because some of them are quite toxic. They have deadly nightshade is one of them, which has the poison belladonna in it. And that's a solanum, the same exact genus as this one right here, which the baboons are eating. And the belladonna means beautiful woman in Italian, and that's because the ladies used to use drops from it to put right on their eyes, cause their pupils to dilate, and that was thought to enhance beauty. So the next question is, why are dilated pupils considered beautiful?
What color?
That's it. One of the signs of sexual excitation is a dilation of the pupils. So it's one of those subtle things that we don't know we're responding to. You know, we don't know. Why is that considered beautiful? Because we feel like that woman is sexually excited. I assume it's for both.
But men didn't put it on their eyes.
No, I mean, we just look great without any of that stuff. Don't laugh too hard there, Susan.
We're approaching a waterfall on this walk. Looks like it goes up about 150 feet. Maybe not 150 feet, maybe just about 50 feet.
No, because all the monkey was living there before.